Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, March 21st, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, All American Bitch. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the intricacies of fascinating Wikipedia entries and bring them to life. I'm your host, Alloy, and I'm thrilled to embark on another intellectual adventure with you. Today, we're exploring a topic that bears a title combining athleticism and audacity, the All-American Bitch. Now, let's not jump to conclusions based on the provocative title. With such a name, this topic certainly tickles the curiosity, doesn't it? But what's it all about? Well, dear listeners, buckle up as we dive into the world of connotations, cultural dissections, and the exploration of societal roles linked with this intriguing phrase. First, let's contextualize the notion of All-American. Most often, this term evokes images of high school football stars, cheerleaders, or the quintessential ideal of young, athletic, and spirited individuals representing the heartland of the United States. It's an image that has been shaped over decades, highly influenced by popular culture, sports, and even political rhetoric. Now let's add the second part of the phrase, bitch, a word loaded with power, often with negative implications. It's historically used to demean or belittle, but recent shifts in social perspectives have seen it embraced by some as a word of empowerment. It has evolved into a term used by some to express assertiveness, independence, and strength, especially among women. This duality is what makes our topic so rich and complex. Here's where I'd like to pose some questions to you, our avid listeners. How do you perceive this combination of words? All-American bitch. Does it strike a positive chord, echoing notions of strong, independent spirits? Or does it bring forth discomfort, charged as it is with historical baggage? I encourage you to ponder this as we navigate through today's exploration. Now, to delve deeper, let's evaluate how the term might be used in different contexts. You see, on one hand, it could be considered an oxymoron, the wholesome all-American juxtaposed with the rebellious, perhaps abrasive, bitch. On the other hand, this blend might symbolize an emerging archetype challenging traditional gender roles, highlighting a figure who embodies both societal acceptance and defiant strength. In the realm of popular culture, these words are not merely about shock value. They serve as a reflection, a mirror held up to society, challenging us to rethink and redefine standards and roles. It's a concept widely seen in literature, music, and media narratives, where characters or personalities embody these seemingly contradictory traits. Let's share a real-life anecdote to frame this discussion. Consider the sports world, where female athletes are often expected to maintain a balance between grace and aggression. A woman excelling in a traditionally male-dominated sport might be lauded for her all-American prowess on the field. However, if she exhibits fierce determination or vocal leadership, she may find herself labeled with the latter part of our phrase. This dual perception can be both a burden and a breakthrough. How does one navigate such terrain without losing personal identity? Listeners, how many of you have witnessed or experienced the embrace of such dual identities in your workspaces or communities? How have these experiences shaped your views on female empowerment and leadership? I'd love to hear your contemplations on balancing societal perceptions with personal authenticity. This brings us to consider the broader societal changes at play. The evolution of language and reclamation of derogatory terms as badges of honor reflect profound shifts in attitude towards gender and identity. These shifts challenge us to redefine what qualities we associate with leadership, success, and authenticity. Looking ahead, it's likely the concept of the all-American bitch will continue to evolve, shaped by changing cultural narratives and emerging voices. As we encounter this term within different contexts, be it a catchy song, a powerful book, or indeed in insightful conversations, we should consider its implications carefully. How can it inspire more inclusive dialogues and contribute to a more nuanced understanding of identity? As we conclude today's episode, let's reflect on the symbolic power of words and how they shape our worldviews. Are there terms that challenge your perception of identity and empowerment? Are we as a society moving toward more inclusive language? And what does that mean for the future of cultural dialogue? Now, here's a call to action. Next time you encounter language that seems charged, like all-American bitch, I challenge you to dig deeper. Look beyond the surface and consider the cultural, social, and personal contexts that give language its weight and meaning. Encourage such conversations in your circles, and let's pave the path for evolving dialogue on identity. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. We hope this exploration has sparked curiosity and prompted new reflections on language and identity. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and always stay open to discovering the extraordinary tales within ordinary words.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, All American Bitch. Thanks for listening. See you next time.